They fought for their country, and now they're fighting their own personal battle. Soldiers wounded on the front line, now facing a long road to recovery.
I fully remember how I was hit, how I fell down. I couldn't feel my legs and I saw a lot of blood.
This hospital unit in Kyiv used to treat stroke victims. Its purpose expanded when war broke out. This unit normally has 30 beds, but because of the war, they've had to increase it to 50. And of those 50, 42 are occupied by people who were in the military and have been injured in the fighting. Vitaly Filipov has been here for 2 months. He volunteered for the army when war broke out. His unit was shelled. Shrapnel ripped through him, causing internal and spinal damage. He couldn't walk when he arrived, but there are signs of hope.
I will be able to walk again. The doctors are very good here. I can feel and move my legs. Maybe in 2 weeks I will try to walk by myself.
Most here are making progress. The daily sessions in the gym help, but it's slow, it's painful, and not just physically. Vladislav Shitnik stood to greet me, a huge achievement. Hit by shrapnel, he thought the damage was permanent.
I said to my comrade, "I've lost my legs." He looked at me and said, "No, you still have legs." It was a huge relief.
He knows that when he's released from hospital, the real challenge begins.
Rehabilitation will last long after I leave hospital, but I hope in the future I will feel the same and I can walk and run like before.
Igor Prokopovich is the head of department. He's been a doctor for 22 years. All his experience and training has not prepared him for the injuries he's had to deal with over the last 5 months.
It was hard in the beginning. We were working 24 hours a day, and we learned by doing. Now it's easier. We have enough knowledge for the treatment and rehabilitation.
These young men will bear the scars of their injuries long after the war is over, a shadow across an entire generation. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.